Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's up, money women? It's Friday, which means it's time for another Q&A with Veronica. Do you have a question you want answered? Go to veronicagrant.com/askV to submit your question, and you just might hear it on the show.
Hello, money women. Today's question is, does lack in your mindset equal lack in your bank account? I am obsessed with this question. I actually got this question submitted to me on TikTok months ago, and I've just been sitting on it. When do I want to talk about it? Well, now is when I want to talk about it. One is because I think the answer to my question goes really nicely with my interview with Lindsay, who is a financial therapist. I had her on the show Tuesday. If you have not listened to that episode, I strongly recommend it, especially if you have family, money stuff, boundaries, just weird stuff going on. It's a great listen to give you some really practical tools and tips to help you think about your money mindset in a more holistic, healthier way, but then also how to deal with maybe a differing money mindset than your parents. Just in my work with clients, most of my clients have been millennials, a couple Gen X, a couple boomers, but for the most part, 20s, 30s, 40s, I guess 20s or Gen Z now, I don't even know. Anyways, many of my clients want to get not only their financial shit in order in terms of the numbers and like have their money growing and optimize and investment accounts, etc., but they also want to just have a better relationship with money, meaning that they don't want to always feel stressed regardless of how much is in their bank account. And they also want to be able to enjoy their money guilt-free when they want to buy, I don't know, like an appetizer at dinner or a massage or whatever their parents might think is extravagant. That is what I mean by money stuff with family. So if that resonates with you, make sure you listen to my episode with Lindsay. Again, it's the episode right before this one. I think it'll be really helpful for you. And in today's episode, I'm going to jam on this question, does lack in your mindset equal lack in your bank account? Because as always, my answers are very rarely a clear yes or no. Even if you're talking about like something very concrete, like should I do this with my investments or that? I'm like, well, you know, it kind of depends on a lot of things. And this question is no different. So today's question, does lack in your mindset equal lack in your bank account? And as always, you can submit a question to me over at veronicagrant.com/askV. That's V as in Veronica. You can also submit it to me on TikTok or Instagram. Just send me a DM and I will add it to the queue. My answer is yes and no. If you have a lack mindset, and what I'm going to call a lack mindset is you have low self-worth or low self-esteem, or just in general, you don't really believe in your skills or your capabilities or your worthiness, things like that, then that can have a direct impact on how much money you have in your bank account. Because you might be less likely to apply to higher paying jobs, you might be less likely to go into careers with higher paying jobs. You might be less likely to negotiate or go for that promotion or that big raise. You might also be less likely to invest in yourself in ways that will then have a direct ROI on your bank account. For example, I work with clients to help them optimize their money. My goal is that what they pay me is a small fraction of what they will end up earning through their investments over their lifetime, not to mention saved money through more optimized spending with better credit cards or better bank accounts, etc. But if your mindset is, again, lack, I don't really love that phrase. I'm just using the terminology of this question asker.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But if there's a lot of lack there, then you might be less likely to do all these things that I just mentioned. And yeah, that's going to affect your bank account. If you make less money, you're going to have less money. If you don't go after those promotions or ask for that raise or negotiate, you're going to have less money. If you aren't optimizing your finances, you will have less money. The no part of this question is a lack mindset equal lack in your bank account. If you were to allow that to be absolute truth, then that gets into a really, really slippery slope that rich people are smart. Rich people are good people. Rich people have this abundant mindset. And if only we could be those things, then we too could be rich. And that is a slippery slope that is very deeply tied into racism and classism, definitely within the United States, that at best is just not true, and then at worst is actually harmful. What I would say, if you deeply believe, like fundamentally at your core, that a lack mindset equals lack in your bank account, and that is a core belief, that is deeply tied to things like the prosperity gospel, the American dream. I would also say that's deeply tied to the law of attraction. And we know these things just aren't true because people have different playing fields that they're starting out on. If you were born to a very wealthy family and went to the best schools and got into the best colleges, you would very likely make a lot of money in your career. And that's not to say someone who was born very poor can't ultimately get to that same level, but the amount of hoops that they would have to jump through are so much bigger and greater than someone who is born into that world already. This is why I have a very complicated, I'll just say love-hate relationship with the phrase money mindset. On the one hand, like I've mentioned, money mindset is important, and a poor money mindset can have a direct impact on your finances. For example, in the beginning of my business, I had a lot of fear around money. You could say my money mindset was pretty bad, and I had a really hard time selling my services. Not like in a salesy way, but just like in a genuine way of, hey, this is what I do, this is how I can help you, and this is how you can pay me so that I can then help you. When I wasn't able to do that, I had a hard time making money. But then when I worked on my money mindset, I became a lot more confident in talking about what I can do to help my clients. And then in turn, that helped me to get more clients, which again, had a direct impact on my business and my bottom line. On the other hand, I really struggle with the phrase money mindset, and not because, again, money mindset is bad per se, but because it has just been so entwined lately with things like manifestation and law of attraction, which can get really toxic really fast. And I never want to leave the impression that your money mindset is the end all be all, that it is the thing that will help you to grow rich, right? Your money mindset is an important part of reaching your financial goals, but it is by no means the only part to reach your goals. And I'm not even sure if it's the most important. I mean, maybe it is if you work for yourself, but it might not be, because I know a lot of people who have a lot of money, but then also a terrible money mindset. So I'm not even sure it's the most important. That doesn't mean it's not important, doesn't mean it's not worth addressing or looking at, but it's not the silver bullet that I think many people want you to think, or you might think that it is. All right. So again, to submit your questions, head over to veronicagrant.com/askV. And if I can help you with your finances, and yes, we will talk a little bit about your money mindset and your money story, but we will focus on the practical and the strategy so that you can optimize your saving and investing so that you can find money to live your life well now, then I would love to work with you. So you can head over to veronicagrant.com/work with me to learn more about how I work with my clients. And you can either book right there on the page if you know you want to sign up, or if you're unsure or you have questions, then you can book a 15-minute call with me. Even if you don't have a specific question, but you're just, I don't know, I just want to talk it through, totally fine. That call is not a sales call. I'm not going to sell you on it. I'm just going to answer your questions and give you an honest answer as to whether or not my program will be the right fit for you or not. Again, the link to learn about my Run Your Money Roadmap is veronicagrant.com/work with me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you've got a question you want to submit for a future Friday episode, go to veronicagrant.com/askV. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss a new episode. On Tuesdays, I deep dive into a money topic, and on Fridays, I answer your questions. I appreciate your support so much, and the best ways you can do that is to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and share an episode with a friend. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.